Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1083, How to Start a Budget When You Live Paycheck to Paycheck, by Kimiko of thebudgetmom.com. And I'm Dan, I'm your host here at Optimal Finance Daily. Welcome, and this is where I read to you from some of the very best personal finance blogs on the planet. And I'm going to keep this intro nice and short for you today, so let's get right to our post as we start optimizing your life. How to Start a Budget When You Live Paycheck to Paycheck, by Kimiko of thebudgetmom.com. Having a plan for your money is the most important key to reaching your financial goals. Want to pay down your debt? Need to build an emergency fund to draw on when unexpected expenses come up? Maybe you just want to break the stressful, unending cycle of working hard only to live from paycheck to paycheck. Here's the great news. You, yes, you, can accomplish all of these things. It all starts with creating a smart budget that works. If you're throwing up a mental wall right now because you read the word budget, stick with me. A budget can help you even when money is tight. The budgeting process you need to follow to get ahead on your financial goals is the same no matter how much income you earn. It's the same no matter how much debt you're currently in or what savings goals you've set for yourself. The differences come in the customization. Why you need a budget when money is tight. The idea of budgeting when money is tight can feel overwhelming. You're already under a ton of financial pressure. The thought of restricting your spending even more probably feels like the last thing you want to do. But a good budget isn't about restriction or doing without, it's about freedom. A well-planned budget can help you afford the things that matter most to you. Where to start when you live paycheck to paycheck? The money principles you need to follow to live a financially free life are the same regardless of the size of your paycheck. But let's take a moment to be real. Trying to budget when you live paycheck to paycheck can be hard. If you're currently in this stressful situation, you have only two real options to change your circumstances. Option number one, you can increase your income. At this moment in time, you're restricted by your income limits. That doesn't mean you're restricted to stay at that same income level forever. Everyone has the potential to earn more money. What you have to ask yourself is if you're willing to make the changes to your life that earning more money will require. Let's say you get a second job or pick up some side hustles to earn more money. Either choice requires sacrifice. Most likely, you'll have to give up time doing something else that you need or want to do to make the time to earn extra cash. Or the second option, you can decrease your spending and expenses. The second option you can explore to improve your finances is to decrease your spending. Honestly, this is where most people need to start. Keep in mind you can only cut spending so much. You'll still need the necessities like food, shelter, and clothing. However, even if your income is tight, there are often ways to find hidden money in your budget. I'll go over a few steps that can help you gain more control of your money. Spoiler alert, it all starts with tracking your spending. Step number one, track your spending. The best thing you can do when it comes to cutting your costs is to track your spending. This is true whether you're currently living paycheck to paycheck or you have extra money left over at the end of the month. If you want any budgeting program to succeed, you have to figure out where you've been spending your money. Skip this step and your budget will fail, plain and simple. When you track your spending, it's eye-opening. It helps you see when and where you're participating in careless or mindless spending, something we all do if we're not careful. But once you identify careless and mindless spending, you can redirect that money toward the things you really want, aka your financial goals. Until you have full awareness of where every dollar you earn is going, you can't make the meaningful changes you need to make when it comes to your financial plan. Step number two, create your expense list. Next, list out your regular bills. When I first started budgeting, I didn't have enough left over for groceries, let alone to pay down debt, so I asked myself the following questions about every bill. Do I need it? And is there a way to lower the cost? Step number 3, cut your variable spending. Once you've completed step 1 and have tracked your spending for a whole month, and ideally more, you should have a list of your areas for variable spending. These expenses might include eating out, clothing, entertainment and fun activities, and coffee. Here's one word of caution. Don't restrict your spending so much that you set yourself up for failure. If you're spending $100 per month eating out, consider cutting it in half to $50 instead of wiping that number out to zero. Cut the bills you can, and if possible, decrease the bills you can't cut altogether. If you've signed up for a monthly subscription to something, include those bills here. Being aware of the things that you can change with your spending is the goal here, and you can't do that until you know where your money is going in the first place. Making the choice. Either option, decreasing spending or increasing income, can work to help you create extra money in your budget, but it all starts with a choice. Are you going to try to cut spending and expenses, or do you think increasing your income will be a better fit? If you truly don't have any money left over after paying your essential bills like housing, transportation, and food, and existing debts, increasing your income may be the best choice. However, most people can benefit from taking control of their spending as well. For others, some combination of the two strategies works best. Bottom line. No matter what financial situation you're in currently, there's a way to make it better. But improving your finances requires change, and change isn't usually comfortable. Financial change in particular requires hard work, dedication, and a whole lot of determination. Plus, you may be faced with financial challenges that make the process harder or slower to get started. The timeline to reach your financial goals might look completely different than the next person's journey. However, the same underlying rules still apply. If you draw up a solid plan, commit to it, and don't quit, you can absolutely improve your financial situation for the better. You just listened to the post titled, How to Start a Budget When You Live Paycheck to Paycheck, by Kimiko of thebudgetmom.com.
If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Tracking your spending is something that's recommended often among the authors that I narrate here, and it is something that the producer of this show, Justin, has been doing for over 10 years now. If you want to do a free trial with the tool that he uses to track his spending, you can come by oldpodcast.com/track. That's the best tool that he's found because it automates a lot of the hassle of tracking all your income and expenses. So again, if you want to try it out, that's oldpodcast.com/track. And that is it for today. I thank you so much for listening. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.